Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about digital marketing. I'm sure you've probably heard me mention digital marketing before, whether it's on this podcast or one of my blog posts or something similar. And so I thought I'd just do kind of a digital marketing 101, kind of explain what it is, why you need it, the benefits that you get, and kind of the channels that you really want to focus on when you're starting out. So first off, digital marketing, you can think of it as an umbrella, okay, which means there's a lot of different pieces that make up digital marketing. Digital marketing is how online businesses market. That's it. So it's digital marketing versus traditional marketing, which was pre-internet, pre-online businesses, was, you know, things like radio and television and billboards, newspapers, direct mail. That's what is called traditional marketing. Now it's all digital marketing. Once again, how online businesses market their business. So if you look at any successful online business, they have embraced digital marketing in one way, shape, or form. Now, for businesses that are both brick and mortar and online, like Target or Walmart, they still embrace both traditional marketing and digital marketing. But people like us in the VA industry or the coaching industry, our businesses are only online. We don't have a brick and mortar location. So we should be totally embracing all things digital marketing. So simplest explanation is how online businesses market. That's what digital marketing is all about. It is made up of channels. Some people call them platforms. It's the same things. So you can kind of think of digital marketing as having, as being that umbrella. And inside, if you ever looked at the inside of an umbrella, you'll see that it has wire. It has a wire frame that holds the whole thing together. And so each of those wires in an umbrella would be a different channel in digital marketing. Why do you need to have digital marketing in your business? Well, every successful online business uses digital marketing. Well, you're an online business, and so many VAs or freelancers don't embrace digital marketing. They go what I would call the more difficult route of marketing, cold pitching. So they reach out to people that don't know them and say, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. Well, this is a relationship-based business, so you need people to get to know, like, and trust you before they're going to buy from you. And so if you're starting the conversation off by trying to sell them or pitch them, you're going to turn people off. Now, you may get lucky every once in a while, but if you really want to embrace all things marketing, digital marketing is how you can show people you know what you're doing instead of trying to tell them you know what you're doing. So there are, as I mentioned, different levels to digital marketing. There's lots of different channels, and there's really, I would say, kind of the basic digital marketing channels that all online businesses should have, and then there's more advanced ones. So the five channels that I'm talking about are going to be website. So websites are part of digital marketing. Well, that's kind of your footprint. That is your number one business asset. So everybody who has an online business should have a website. Social media profiles are not enough, because if you piss off one of those social media profiles, they can blacklist you. Then you don't have an online footprint, and then people are going to be real suspicious of whether you're a real person or not. So having a website is also kind of the hub of everything else that you're going to need to do with digital marketing. So think of a wheel. So the hub of the wheel is your website. Then you have all these spokes that come out of that. Well, the spokes are the other four channels of digital marketing. So website is your foundation. You need a website first, because that's where you're going to drive your traffic to. And it can just be a simple one pager, and you can expand it as your business grows and evolves. So number one was your website. Number two is sales funnels. Okay. And sales funnels can be very simple or very complex, but you'll start with a simple sales funnel, such as creating a simple freebie or a lead magnet to
ask for people's email address, and then you start building a list, which takes you to the third channel, which is email marketing. Email marketing is how you continue a conversation with somebody who's downloaded a piece of your, you know, of your work, right, of your brilliance. So maybe it's a checklist or maybe it's a guide. So once you have them on your list, you want to start building that know, like, and trust factor, because you're not going to have them on the phone. You're not sitting in an office with them. And so that's what email marketing does. Email marketing has a higher return on investment than any other type of marketing, including social media marketing. Okay. So you want to build your email list. So that's the third channel, which is email marketing. Okay. Then after email marketing, you're going to look at content marketing. So content marketing is any type of free content. So this is free content. This is a podcast, but you could also do a blog. You could do a YouTube channel. There's many different ways that you can do free content. And what that does is it shows people you know what you're talking about. That's what gets their attention. Then that drives them to your website, where then you would get them on your list, where then you can start the conversation. Could you see how all these are working together? And then last but not least of these five basic channels would be social media. And social media is also how you can get people's attention. And what do? Well, you drive them to your free content, which then drives them to your website, which puts them into your sales funnel, which then allows you to have an email marketing or an email conversation with them. So those five channels, every single online business should have those as a minimum. Why? Because here's the beauty of digital marketing, is you can actually market your business while you're sleeping. Okay? While you're sleeping, while you're not doing anything. Because most VAs, when they get busy, they stop marketing. Well, what digital marketing allows you to do is get people's attention 24/7, because the internet never sleeps, and nor should your business. So digital marketing is something that, as I mentioned, every online business should embrace. And I know I kind of went through those five channels kind of quickly, but they work together to actually form a digital marketing platform for your business. Now, as I mentioned, there's different levels. So you can move into paid advertising and, you know, Google ads or Facebook ads, or you can do SEO. There are other things that you can do, which would be more advanced marketing strategies, but you have to start with the basics first in order to get to the advanced. So that's kind of gives you a digital marketing 101, if you weren't familiar with it, and kind of tells you those five basic channels that you should have in your business. And every online business should have that to embrace digital marketing. Because if you're looking to have long-term success, you know, sustainable profitability, success, you need to embrace all things digital marketing, because it's going to allow you to be marketing your business while you're living your life or working with clients or whatever it might be. So if your interest is piqued, I want to talk to you about two things really quick. I have a VA success system. You've probably heard me say that before, but part of the VA success system, what it makes it different than, you know, 98% of the other training out on the market for VAs, is it actually teaches you digital marketing, and it actually walks you through setting up these five channels. Your website. In fact, you get a website as part of the program. You also get a lead magnet, which helps you with your sales funnel. You also get help with your email marketing. You get templates and scripts. You also get the same thing for social media and content marketing. So it actually teaches you those five channels. What's beautiful about that is you actually implement that in your business, which is going to give you experience and confidence to take that, to take that knowledge and build upon it to start offering those types of services, because digital marketing services are highly in demand, and they are things you can charge premium rates for. Gotta grab a drink, hold on. I apologize for coughing in your ear. So there's my VA success system that teaches you this key portion of digital marketing, actually teaches you how to set it up in your business, and walks you through it from front to back. So when you're done with my VA success system, you actually have these five channels implemented. I also am going to be rolling out a new program later this year called the Digital Marketing Masters or Digital Marketing Vault. I haven't decided on the name yet. But that is really going to be focused around teaching you the technology that goes with digital marketing and then how to offer it as a service. So there's two pieces here. One is for your own business, so you can implement those five channels. That's in my VA success system. And if you want to take that knowledge and then, you know, go deeper and learn more technology, more strategies, and how to offer it as a service, that's what my Digital Marketing Masters will be about. So there's two links below, one for the waitlist for digital marketing, and the other one will take you over and let you look over my VA success system. It's a value-packed program, and I've made it affordable for everybody who really is interested in joining. So thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day, and I'll see you guys next week.